Hiya, Olga.
How are you today?
I'm very good, thanks.
So it's all been exciting for the Zootones, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's all go at the minute.
Really interested to hear where your new album was recorded, in Sunset Sound Studios in LA. How was that?
Yeah. It was brilliant going to LA to record. We've done our first two records in England, and it was great to just try something new and, you know, be in the sunshine for a little bit and using a studio in America, because the American studios, or the ones that I've experienced, which is only a couple really, but are really good. They have amazing equipment, and it was brilliant. I loved it over there.
That's where Joni Mitchell and, you know, all the, like, Neil Young and all those, like, mega 60s stars came out of. And it must have been quite strange. Was it quite surreal knowing that those guys are kind of, you know, musical geniuses from the 60s that kind of graced that same studio?
Yeah, it was. It's mad when you go into the reception and there's all the discs on the walls and you see The Doors and Led Zeppelin and Buffalo Springfield, and, you know, you see all these amazing artists who've recorded there. So it does, it makes you, you know, you feel their privilege to be in the same studio that, you know, all these amazing albums have been done in. It was amazing.
So you're the saxophonist?
Yes.
So how long have you been playing the saxophone then, Abby? Have you been playing from your child, or is it...
Like when I was really young, like between 8 and 10, I think I started playing the flute. And then I knew someone who played the saxophone, and I just always thought, why didn't I pick that instrument? That's amazing. So when I went to senior school, some girl told me, who played saxophone, that if I could make a noise when I first blew in the saxophone, then I'd be able to play it because it's the same fingering as the flute. So I was like, oh, excellent. So I had a go and could play it. You know, I could get music out of it pretty much straight away.
Wow.
So, you know, went home that night and was like, you know what, Mum, I think I really want to play saxophone. And it wasn't until about a year later, and my nana had actually bought me my first saxophone.
Wow.
That I still use today. It's still one of my saxophones that I use all the time.
It's a bit like I wanted to play the saxophone at school, but I was given a bassoon.
But you were a bassoon?
Yeah. And it was awful.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
your cheeks become like elastic, really, don't they?
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the album. You guys were playing Dublin on Tuesday night. How did that go for you?
It was great. The gig was really good. You know, we got a good reaction, and it was a really good gig. I loved it.
You're coming back. You're going to be playing the Mighty Oxygen in June.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Usually we do tea first and then Oxygen, but I think this year we've got Oxygen first. So, yeah, it should be good.
What would be the best compliment as far as what you sound like musically? What kind of bands would you have looked up to?
Do you know what? The one that comes to my head, and I was saying this before, being like one of my favourite bands, but when we played one festival a few years ago, we were just about to go on stage and we came out, and you know Manny, who, you know, plays Primal Scream, they were playing the festival, and we came out and he goes, oh my god, it's Sly and the Family Scousers or something like that, you know, meaning Sly and the Family Stone. And that was like, I was absolutely buzzing off that comment, because Sly and the Family Stone are like my favourite band, and you know, he called us Sly and the Family Scousers, so it was brilliant.
Well, Abby, it's been really nice speaking to you, and really hope you have the same even more phenomenal success with this new album. And guys, you got to check out the new album out on June 2nd. It's called You Can Do Anything, and by the Zootones.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Okay, you too.
Ciao now. Bye.